Good morning, Bruce. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about, I guess, you get to a hospital for whatever treatment you have, then you're released, you maybe get some prescriptions, medications to take afterwards. Talk about some of the things that can happen and why it's important to really get a good relationship with the pharmacist.
That's a great question. The first issue that a lot of patients experience when they leave the hospital is medication management issues. Oftentimes, patients, when they come through the hospital, we start them on new medicines. We may make changes to medicines that they were on prior to coming into the hospital, or we may even stop some of the medicines that they were taking prior to coming into the hospital. So pharmacists can really serve as a valuable resource while they're in the hospital to help you understand what medications changes that have been made, how do you take your medication safely, and what types of side effects that you may encounter when you go home. The other things that pharmacists assist while patients are in the hospital is to address any barriers that they can encounter. Sometimes we come across patients who are on certain medications that they cannot afford. So what we do is we try to find alternative medications that may be cheaper for the patient to ensure that they're taking this medicine when they go home.
And, of course, this is something that a lot of times happens to people who are aging, older patients. Maybe they're taking an existing medication, and now they got something new. How long of a time period is there for an adjustment to get used to this medication, or how soon should they say, I don't feel right, something's not working, maybe there's a conflict between these medications?
There's no defined time period when patients can experience side effects or changes as it relates to medications, and every patient will be different. But what we discuss with patients and their caregivers is to ensure that they're aware of what types of side effects to anticipate so that when it does happen, they know to report to the pharmacist or the doctors. Sometimes we have to make changes to doses of medicines. Sometimes we have to change them to a different medicine. Older patients are particularly important because as we age, there's certain changes that happen in our body. Our kidney function changes, our liver function changes, and we're a little bit more sensitive to medications. And for this reason, it's extremely important that loved ones and caregivers are very active in their care during hospital stays and even after they go home so that they can assist with monitoring for the side effects. The other way that caregivers can assist patients is to help to keep an updated list of all the medicines that they're on. I can't tell you how many times I've encountered patients who are on multiple medications, half of which they don't need to be on. So what a pharmacist can do is to sit with you, review the list, help to let you know what medications the patient should be on, why they're taking those medicines, so that you can share that information with your healthcare providers. This is important because this is how we minimize drug errors and we minimize dangerous interactions that can occur.
I guess it would be smart then to have all of your medication filled at the same pharmacy so that you're not dealing with multiple locations, multiple prescriptions, and you can see it one, you know, the whole picture, in other words.
Yes, that's a great point. It's highly recommended that patients stick to one pharmacy if possible, and the same thing with their doctors. We highly recommend that, you know, patients, if possible, stick with the similar primary care physician. There are situations where you may need a consultant or a specialist in your care, but in general, for your overall care, we do recommend that patients try to stick with the physicians that they've been with. Same with your pharmacist, because your pharmacist will know the entirety of your care. So we recommend that you keep in touch with a pharmacist that you trust, that's in your community, that can assist you with any questions that you may have.
You mentioned before about the cost, and that seems to be what happens. You get out of the hospital, you've been given a prescription, and then you suddenly realize these medicines that you're going to have to take are going to be rather expensive, perhaps. What's the conversation you have? You just look for generics? You try to find something similar? Who do you talk to about getting maybe the best for your money?
That comes up a lot when I see patients in the hospital before they leave. One of the things that we do is we try to be proactive to identify those medicines that may be a little bit more difficult for patients to pay for. We have that discussion with them and their family members, ensure that they have adequate insurance coverage. And in cases where they don't, a pharmacist may be alerted to programs that are available in the community where patients can get those medications either at a discounted cost or at no cost at all in some cases. So it's very important for patients when they're insured to reach out to their pharmacist, even when they're short, to ensure that those issues are addressed earlier on in the care versus later, where it could really cause a problem as it relates to the illness.
What are some of the other things that are contributing factors maybe for somebody to get readmitted? What's happening once they leave, maybe a little bit outside of the medication? What else is going on in their life?
Other things that can happen to patients, I can give you an example, a patient that goes through surgery. Sometimes when they leave the hospital, they could be at risk for developing infections. Sometimes they have to have appropriate wound care. And oftentimes it's helpful to have a caregiver or a patient available to assist you with some of these things, because once you leave the hospital, it's a very stressful environment. You get a lot of information, and it can be overwhelming. So when you have a caregiver present to assist you while you're in the hospital, when you get discharged, they can help to address some of these issues that you can encounter as well.
How easy is it for a family member to get information from the pharmacist about what the patient is taking?
Yes, that's a great question. Of course, it's always important that we maintain the privacy of the patient. And oftentimes, before we share information with the family, we ensure that the patient is okay with that. So that always has to be, the patient privacy has to be priority. But in the same token, we do have a lot of patients who are very open with us discussing some of their issues with their close loved ones. It could be kids or, you know, siblings or spouses. And we find that when a caregiver is involved in the care during the hospital stay, it helps patients and it prevents them from being readmitted quicker.
Is there a good place to get some maybe information about this if people know someone who's been recently released from the hospital, or insight into what we've talked about today?
Certainly. A website that I recommend is safemedication.com, and this website can provide some information on how patients can connect with the pharmacist and what kinds of questions that they can assist them with. It has resources on how patients can develop their own medication list and keep those updated, including why they're taking those medicines. And there's also information on some common medicines that they may encounter. The one thing I did want to highlight, though, is the website is not all-inclusive, and it's very important that patients are in touch with their pharmacist and have one-on-one interactions to address any specific questions that they may have, because sometimes the wealth of information that's out on websites can be overwhelming for a patient to really understand.
It's always good to get that personal contact with the pharmacist. Our guest today is a clinical pharmacy specialist, Dr. Mobalaji Adeola. We appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for sharing the helpful information. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.